Welcome to Taraji Mecha of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Smiles, and today we'll be studying Hosea Perek Yud, Chapter 10. Hosea continues with the themes that we've been discussing until now, the Jewish people rebelling against Hashem and their punishment. In this chapter, starting with the first pasuk, we find the beautiful imagery of Geffen Bokek Yisrael. The Jewish people are compared to a vine. However, pre-Yishavelo, they shed that beautiful fruit that Hashem has envisioned for them. Kirov l'piryo hirbalim yisbachot. Hashem has given them a tremendous amount of abundance, and they used it to build altars. Kitov l'artso, the goodness that Hashem has given them, the plenty Hashem has given them, heitevu matsevo, they have built altars. And we've spoken about in the past, the Tov, that goodness is the relationship that Hashem wanted with the Jewish people by giving them this abundance that they will connect with him, and they used it for altars. In the second pasuk, Chalak Libam, Ata Yashamu, they have separated their hearts, and now they will be destroyed. Hu Yarof Mizbechotam, Hashem is going to destroy their altars. Yishodei Matzevotam, he's going to lay to waste all of their Matzevot, all of the altars that they have built. Third pasuk, Ki Ata Yomru, and now they will say, Ein Melech Lanu, we don't have a king. It's irrelevant that we ever appointed a king. He can't lead us. Ki Lo Yareinu Et Hashem, we realize that we have not feared Hashem. V'hamelech ma yaseh lanu, and the king, what can he do for us? And as we mentioned in the last parak, one of their main challenges in Gilgal was asking for a king, and really by asking for a king, they were displacing Hashem as a king. And now they come to realization that the king isn't going to save them, and that the only king, really, that the Jewish people should have is Hashem. And now, with no leadership, they realize, Dibru Dvarim, that they speak words, they are unhindered, Alot Shav, they swear falsely, Karot Brit, they make covenants with others. And they realize, Parach Karosh Mishpat Al Tamei Sadai, bitter grass is going to grow like on the furrows of a field. Their wildness, their unkemptness is going to be measure for measure, going to be the punishment where they are going to be unkempt. They are going to be unruly. They are going to be completely destroyed. And the major punishment that we have befalling the Jewish people is for the fact that they rejected Hashem as a God, both in asking for a king, as well as in setting up the Eglei Zahav, the golden calves. And this is what we continue in the fifth pasuk, Le'eglot Beit Oven Yaguru Shchan Shomron, to the calves in Beit El, the people living in Shomron are now going to be afraid, because they realize, Ki Aval Alav Amo, they are going to mourn, Uchmarav Alav Yagilu, and the priests that until now rejoice in serving these idols are also going to mourn, Al kvodo ki galami menu, because the honor has been taken away. These idols are going to be destroyed. The Jewish people are going to be destroyed. They have no king to rely on, and they have no idolatry to rely on. Gam oto l'ashur yuval mincha l'melech yareh. In fact, they're going to take the gold of the golden calf and bring it up as a present to the king, to Yareh. That the gold itself isn't going to be of help to them. Bashna Ephraim Yikach, it's with shame that Ephraim will realize this, V'yevosh Yisrael Matzato, and the Jewish people will be embarrassed by giving this advice to make this idol. They will realize in retrospect that this was foolishness. And what we have as a result in the fourth, in the seventh pasuk is Nidme Shomron Malta. Shomron is going to be silenced of its king. Kiketzef al pnei mayim, like the foam, the bubbles that are on the top of the water. Again, because they rebuffed Hashem as the king and relied on the king of Israel, on outside forces, Hosea is telling them that help will be silenced, like the bubbles that are found on water that disappear over a short amount of time. That help which you thought, that leadership that you thought that would be in place of God, is only temporary. And instead, in verse 8, V'nishmedu b'mod aveh, the altars of Beit El are going to be destroyed. Chatat Yisrael, the sin of Israel, is going to be totally obliterated. Kotz v'dardar ya'aleh amizbechotam, thorns and thistles are going to be found in place of these altars. V'amru laharim kasonu v'lagvaot niflu aleinu, the people as if are going to call to the mountains, cover us, we're ashamed, we're standing here without any protection, and for the hilltops to fall upon us. We know the rabbis tell us that the original sin of Adam HaRishon was kotz v'dardar tatzmiach, that thorns and thistles will come upon the fields. That was the punishment of Adam, of eating the fields. And the rabbis explained that the punishment of dardar, of thistles, is really on a deeper level the punishment of the dalid resh, dalid resh. Dardar is spelled dalid resh, dalid resh. In the Chumash there are a number of letters that are written big. One of them is in the Shema. We have the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, and the Dalet of Echad is written big. We have another pasuk in Parsha Kitisa of Lo Tishachaveh Le'el Acher, do not worship another god, and the Acher, another, is written big. The Reish and the Acher. And this is the challenge. The difference between the Dalet and the Reish is just a small little line on the top right of the Dalet. What we would call a kotz, a thorn, is the difference. And that's the kotz v'dardar, the thorn of the thistle. Who is going to be your ruler? Dardar, Hashem Echad, the oneness of God, or El Acher, or other gods? That is the battle that Adam is punished with from the moment of sin. He lacks the clarity of realizing Hashem in his life. Hence, the war with Amalek is the war, midor dor, from generation to generation, and it's written without the letter Vav. It's the war of Amalek, is do you believe in Hashem or not? Are you a believer or not? And this is the question that we all have to ask ourselves. Where are we holding? And therefore, when the altars were destroyed, the kotz v'dardar springs up in its place as a reminder to the Jews. It's because you've lost that battle of dardar, of the thorns and the thistles, that it's coming to teach you that lesson, that there's only one God, the Hashem Echad. And for that, the fact that the people did not learn this lesson and did not live this lesson, they are enthroned in shame and in busha. And we know that conceptually throughout Tanakh, Harim referred to our forefathers, Gvaot referred to our foremothers. When the people have to turn to the Avos and the Imahos, to where they come from, and show them how far they have fallen, there is no greater shame than this. Mimei, verse 9, Hagiv'ah Chatat Yisrael, from the times of Giva, which is the story of Pilegesh Bagivah we've made mention of, which was the beginning of the period of Shoftim, which is the period when they began this period of serving idols, right after the death of Yeshua. Chatat Yisrael, that's when the sins began. Sham Amadu, it's as if the people of that time were living then because they continue in their ways now. And they say, Lo tasigein bagiva milchama pnei avla, but they don't believe that that destruction that happened to the Giva will happen to them. They believe they're impervious to any punishment. comes along Hashem in Pasuk Vav, Ba'avati, with my will, Ve'esareim, I will rebuke you, says Hashem. You will be punished. Vusfu Aleihem, and they are going to be completely gathered up and destroyed. By who? By the Amim, by the nations. Ba'asram l'shtei onotam, by seducing them to be tied up, Osram, to two types of yokes. What are the two types of yokes referring to? Some commentators explained it's a reference to both kingdoms, Judah and the 10 tribes. Others explain that the two yokes refer to that the Jewish people, as we saw in Malachim chapter 18, were serving two deities at one time. They were serving Hashem as well as Avodah Zarah. And because they were serving both of these deities, Hashem is punishing them. That's the Dardar, the Dalet Reish, the Dalet Reish. Hashem is Echad. When we say in Shema, Hashem is Echad, it's the Yuchudo Shel Hashem, the oneness and unity of Hashem, and you cannot link any type of idolatry with God, God forbid. And therefore, Ve'Ephraim Egla Milumada Ohavti Ladush. Ephraim, who was trained to be one who's going to plow and who liked to thresh. But Ephraim was one who liked to thresh of eating the grain immediately. They liked to get satisfaction right away. They weren't interested in investing in the relationship with Hashem that was necessary. Va'ani avarti al tu sfara. And Hashem says, I looked over them and I saw the goodness, again that word tov, of their neck. I saw they could handle these mitzvos. Arkiv Ephraim Yachrosh Yehuda Yishader Lo Yaakov. I saw that they were going to be able to handle this. However, Ephraim refused to be humbled and therefore has to go into Golos, while Yehuda should learn the lesson in Yishader Lo Yaakov, and he should plant good and learn the lesson of the punishment of Ephraim and realize that when you leave the path of Hashem, only evil will happen to you. Very famous mashal of the Dumno Magid, of a porter who's bringing up suitcases to a person's room in the hotel. And the porter is huffing and puffing and finally reaches the individual's room. He knocks on the door out of breath and says, here, I've brought your packages. And without even blinking, the person said, those are my packages. And he says, how do you know? You didn't even look at them. He says, mine aren't that heavy that you would have to be huffing and puffing. No sedum no magi. If we look at Torah and mitzvot as a yoke that's too heavy to burden on ourselves, it's too heavy to hold, then we know we have the wrong Torah mitzvos. Hashem says, the Torah mitzvos I give you are there to build you, are there to enable you to grow. They're not there to be able to push you under a load that you can't handle. Rather, what is Yiddishkeit about? Verse 12 is one of the famous verses in Hosea. Such a powerful verse that has to resonate with us as well. Ziru lachem sakah, plant for yourself righteousness. Kitzru lefi chesed, and you will reap according to that kindness. Know that the amount of charity and goodness that you do, you will only reap benefit both in this world and in the next world. You never lose out by planting, even if you don't see the rewards immediately. Know that they're there. Niru lachem nir, till for yourself the soil. Ve'et lidroshet Hashem ad yavo ve'yored tzedek lachem. And when you do that, when you are able to till the soil and really work on yourself, niru lachem nir means take away all the negative forces that are in you. Take away all the bad soil so that the soil is able to be planted on. Know then that when you've worked on yourself, both in Aseh Tov of doing good, of planting for yourself acts of kindness, and Sur Meira, refraining from doing bad, you know that you can turn to Hashem and He will give you rain and goodness in its right time. You turn to God and He will respond. Others look at Nirul Lechem Nir Ve'et Lidroshet Hashem as set aside times to learn Torah. Have the same times each day to learn Torah. You have to prepare the land that you can learn appropriately. Verse 13, Charashtem Resha Avta Kitsartem Achaltem Pri Kachash. But instead of you planting righteousness, you have planted evil, sin you have reaped. And therefore you're going to eat the fruit of denial. Because Kibatachta Bidarchecha Birov Gibarecha, you have relied on your path, on your strength. Vikam Shaon Vamecha, and no destruction is going to arise, Vichom Mifsarecha Yushad, and all your places that are fortified are going to be plundered. Kishod Shalmon Beit Arbel, like the plundering of peace when the enemy comes around against it on the day biyom milchama, ema banim utasha, and mother and child are going to be torn to pieces. Again, echoing last parak's imagery of the mother child of not surviving past childhood. And final verse in this chapter, kacha salachem Beit El. Hashem did this for you because of the problems of Beit El, of the Eglei Zahav. Mipnei ra'at ra'atchem, because of the bad you have done. And no, bashachar nidmo nidma melech Yisrael. And just like one who sleeps at dawn can't respond to the enemy, so too your king of Israel will be silenced. And in this summary pasuk, we have both of the themes. It was for the worship of idolatry and putting in a king instead of in place of the kingship of Hashem that all this punishment will happen. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.